Menachos Perik Yud Mishnah Base 10:2. We continue to discuss the Korban HaOmer and how it was done. So says the Mishnah, Mitzvahs HaOmer LaVo Min HaKarov. The mitzvah of where to bring the fresh barley from is to bring it from as close as possible to the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, this is a principle which really has nothing to do with the Korban HaOmer per se. It's got to do with the fact that there's a rule called Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos. One doesn't pass over mitzvos, meaning if one encounters the opportunity to do a mitzvah, so then mitzvah babiyadcha al tachmitzena. Don't let it go stale, let it go spoil on you. So the idea is, if you're passing through fields that have barley that aren't the barley you're taking, you'll be passing the opportunity to take that barley for other barley. And one doesn't do that. The same way your tefillin bag, since your shalyad goes before your shalrosh, you should arrange it that you can access your shalyad before the shalrosh, so you don't have to pass over your shalrosh to put the shalyad on. That's the idea, okay? So too when it comes to the barley for Sfiras HaOmer. Now, that's how it should be, but if lo vikir hakarov liyushalayim, if there is no ripe, ready, appropriate barley close to Yushalayim, mevina so mekomakom, so bring it from elsewhere, no problem, any world will do. We actually learned in the beginning of the 8th Perek Mishnah Aleph that, well, anyone will do, we mean anywhere inside of Eretz Yisrael, because there's a requirement that the barley specifically for the Omer should come from Eretz Yisrael. This is based on the Pasuk, because the Pasuk specifies specifically when it comes to the Korban Omer, Ki Salvo El Ha'aretz, when you arrive in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Uktartem Es Ktzira, you harvest its harvest. So it has to be a harvest from anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. And says the Mishnah, Maisa, it actually happens, Sheba Megagos Trifen, one time there wasn't barley available near Yushalayim. Historically speaking, the Gemara explains, this is the time when the two brothers, the children of Shlomtzion HaMalka, the kind of end of the Hasmonean dynasty, two brothers, Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, they were fighting over who should be the next king, and essentially Hyrcanus besieged Yerushalayim, in which Aristobulus was there with his forces. Hyrcanus, aided by the Romans, engaged Pompey in the year 63, before the Common Era, and they essentially besieged Yerushalayim, and as part of the siege, they destroyed the grain available around Yerushalayim, and therefore there was none available to get it for the barley to make the offering of the Omer. So they got it from someplace elsewhere in Eretz Yisrael called Gigos, or Gagos Tzrifen. Similarly, Ushtei HaLechem Mibikas Ein Socher. They later on needed the wheat to bring for the Ushtei HaLechem, 7 weeks later on the holiday of Shavuos. And they got that wheat not from around Yerushalayim, but rather from Ein Soch, the valley of Ein Socher, or Ein Socher in the valley. The simple reading of this Mishnah would suggest that there's similarly a preference of getting local wheat for things like the Shtei Alechem offering. And it's the same kind of idea, and you're sort of telling the historical events what happened. Tosfos takes exception to that. Tosfos says there's a technical mitzvah of doing the katsira, of the harvesting of the barley, like we said in the previous Mishnah. Even on Shabbos, you'll harvest the barley. But others, korbanos, ostensibly, it would just be like a hechsher mitzvah, like you need to get the wheat to do the omer, excuse me, to do the shtei lechem. But like, in theory, if, a sack of wheat flour fell from heaven, that'll be just fine too. Whereas when it comes to the barley from the Omer, if a sack of barley flour fell from heaven, that's not good enough. It has to be, harvested. And therefore, Tosfos understands that the principle of Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos, not to pass over a mitzvah, wouldn't apply to, let's say, the wheat for the Shtei Alechem. Therefore, understands that the first part of the Mishnah is talking about the mitzvah of Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos, but the second part, the wheat they got from Bikas in Socher for the Shtei Alechem, that's just part of the story, of that time, but not an issue. There's no issue of Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos per se when it comes to obtaining the wheat for the Shtei Alechem.